This is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
When I first came to Kennedy, students that were here were fairly disenfranchised from the educational system. They weren't doing well. The attendance rate was around 23% at the school. We're a school of 100 kids, so really there were only 23 kids here. It's easy math. And realized pretty quickly that the dichotomy between a comprehensive high school that has sporting programs and these types of things and a smaller school that you oftentimes get placed at was not a good dichotomy. So you get kicked out of one and placed at the other, and kids weren't feeling very good about that process. So we needed to rethink what the institution that they were coming to was about.
Kennedy High School is the alternative high school in Cottage Grove, Oregon, which has undergone a reincarnation in the past 5 years under the leadership and vision of Principal Tom Horn. Emphasizing sustainability and place-based learning, students engage academically while carrying out projects that help the community.
We chose to rethink and restructure the school around the concept of sustainability, and we defined sustainability in the same way that Brown University did in the 70s, which is around environmental integrity, economic development in an environmentally sensitive way, and social justice. And so we revolve a lot of the activities that we do around these core themes. In that, we needed to really define what the curriculum was that we were going to teach around these areas. And we chose to look at five specific things: agriculture, architecture, energy, forestry, and water. These themes are the core of the issues that we're dealing with on the planet, environmentally, socially, and also economically. They're also grant domains. So to be able to pursue grants, Department of Ed, Department of Labor, private foundation grants, those types of things, we needed a modus operandi at the school that would allow us to be able to compartmentalize certain projects. We moved away from a 7-period day, 5-minute passing periods, into what we call our cohort structure. Students are with an advisory or a teacher for an entire day, which allows us to travel. And we wanted to change the notion of what our campus was to students. We didn't really want them spending a lot of time on campus. We wanted them in the community. So we wanted to flatten the walls of the school and go out and do things. 5 years later, we have a 91% attendance rate. Students are engaged in farming tilapia in our greenhouses, which is a protein source for low-income families. And also has high-level science, studying water, water testing, pH levels, turbidity, those types of things, as well as hydroponic systems. We've grown almost 4 tons of food in our gardens. We have 7 gardens. It's a mandatory part of the curriculum that students here teach third graders how to do agricultural practices. So we go to each of the elementary schools and set up gardens there. We partner with Oregon State University, and we study soil and soil analysis and growth model analysis and crop rotation, and we really try to bring in as much science as we can into the process of agriculture, and it really became what we term our agroecology focus. We move from the premise that we believe that powerful student learning comes from developing a strong sense of identity. Students have the ability to aspire or move towards a positive future. They can grab onto some of these things that are tangible. For instance, our beekeeping program, which is a wonderful program. If you ever want to see kids that are challenged behaviorally behave extremely well, you put them around 80,000 bees, and they're right there with you. I guess I'll use beekeeping as a metaphor, really. We look at working with bees in different ways. There's a place for every kid. You can have a student who is cognitively challenged, and they can look at identification, they can look at varying levels of bee behavior, they can look at extracting honey in the process of forming a business or building beehives. But you can also go extremely deep. There's a master's degree program at Oregon State University that looks at entomology and bee behavior and biological sciences and the effects of bees on pollination. And the primary focus here is to be able to engage in projects that actually help the environment, help our communities, help our farmers, and socially connect to these different organizations. Part of that allows us to engage with adult practice communities. And I think that's really, really profoundly important, because high schools can be a form of segregation from the community, if you will. It's a heavy word, but I think there's truth in that. There's this whole life going on inside the community or outside the community, outside the school, and the kids aren't necessarily part of that for a chunk of the day. And so we try to move into the community in a deeper way and engage in learning about the problems that exist in our communities and how to deal with them alongside people that are in adult practice communities.
Kennedy's new school model took shape over the course of several years with support from administrators, staff, and funding partners.
The first year was a lot of practice and a lot of failing, and there was the acceptance that failure is okay in this process, and we had an agreement, part of the principal and the faculty, that we were going to do some serious failing in order to get to our goals, and we were okay with that. We received a grant from the Weyerhaeuser Family Foundation for $30,000, and the grant actually was there to develop a forestry program, and the focus of the grant was to do conservation work in our watersheds and to do water testing to see what kinds of elements were in the water as well as what kinds of pollutants were in the water, and then to look specifically at salmon and recreating salmon habitat and reintroducing salmon into streams in our area, as well as planting trees and doing some reforestation work. Now, in the beginning, I was very cognizant of two things. One, I didn't want to become a work program. I didn't want to become one of those schools that was, you know, putting poor kids and kids who were struggling academically to work and not focusing on academics. So I made that very clear in the grant, because a lot of people who'd received grants like this simply put kids to work. And at that point, you lose them. In essence, you prepare them for not going to college. Mm-hmm. They start to not believe in themselves and their abilities. And a primary focus is getting kids into post-secondary settings. Mm. And so in that, we started to experience a lot of success with kids. Our attendance rates went up. We had kids outside doing real work. And from this, we started thinking about pursuing other grants. And rather than the adults in the school, the teachers and myself, just writing the grants, we had the kids involve themselves in the writing of the grants. We were successful in receiving a number of these grants, some over $100,000 and some for, you know, $3,000. But every time that we received a grant, we had an entire school celebration. They started realizing that they were getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they were part of that, rather than us doing all of the work. And so that was the beginning stage of sort of moving into pursuing more grants and more work in these different areas, and we developed multiple themes after that.
Although unique, Tom believes that Kennedy's emphasis of service learning and community involvement could be adapted to benefit students from all high schools.
Regular high schools serve an incredibly valuable purpose in society. There are parts of the structure of high schools that are floundering. I think we had 1.6 million kids drop out of our systems last year. One of the things that we borrow from is the vision that AmeriCorps and the Peace Corps have, which is to become a global citizen and do good work in your community. The potential for students to become AmeriCorps-type volunteers and do good work in their communities and start to engage in the types of activities, whether it's beekeeping or tracking wild beehives and, you know, entomological practices. Imagine that happens all over the country. You have an incredibly talented collective intellect engaged in real problems.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.